Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another episode of UK Business Morning. It seems Australia's capital markets are starting to show some life after a long period of stagnation. The Virgin Australia IPO has sparked a series of new listings, according to Bain Capital's Mike Murphy.
Morning, Alice. Yes, it's interesting to see how this development is influencing the Australian IPO market. Mike Murphy mentioned that despite the global turbulence, they decided to proceed with the float in June. I wonder what factors made them confident enough to push through with the IPO at that time.
Well, there were several challenges in the market, including US tariffs, the Air India crash, and oil price volatility. But Murphy said the clouds parted when they decided to go ahead. The IPO raised $685 million, and the stock price increased from $2.90 to $3.34 inches the days following the listing. That's a solid start, don't you think?
Absolutely. The stock closed at $3.21 on Friday, which is still above the initial float price. It's impressive to see such a positive reception, especially given the circumstances. And it looks like this success has encouraged other companies to follow suit.
Yes, Greatland Resources, a gold miner backed by the Forest Billionaires, raised $490 million through its listing in late June. Then Gemlife, a property developer, raised $750 million at the beginning of July, which is the biggest IPO of the year in terms of funds raised. Tetherapeutics, a medical technology company, has also gained more than 25% since its listing on June 30.
Wow, that is quite a surge. Murphy emphasized that a healthy appetite for new listings is crucial for Australia's capital markets, benefiting public investors and private asset owners seeking an exit. I see the Virgin Australia IPO as a catalyst for this renewed activity.
Exactly. Virgin Australia, which also has Qatar Airways as a shareholder, was always going to be an IPO candidate, as a trade sale was unlikely. And Bain is also considering a float for its care home operator, Estia Health, which was taken private in 2023 for $838 million.
That's right. Murphy mentioned that Estia Health is getting a lot of interest from strategic buyers, and Bain might look to buy smaller care home operators or pursue a bigger merger. It's interesting to see how the market is responding to these opportunities.
And there's more. Bain has been linked with a bid for the wealth management arm of financial services company Perpetual, where it's competing with Oaktree Capital Management for a deal. Murphy declined to comment on the Perpetual bid, but said tapping into Australia's booming wealth management sector is of interest. He said, "We're having a good look."
It seems Bain is strategically positioning itself to capitalise on various opportunities in the market. The success of the Virgin Australia IPO has likely boosted their confidence in pursuing other listings and acquisitions. This could be a significant development for Australia's capital markets.
Indeed, it's a positive sign for the market's recovery and could lead to more activity in the coming months. As always, we'll keep an eye on how these developments unfold and what they mean for investors and the broader economy.
Agreed. Thanks for joining us today, Alice, and we'll be back next week with more insights into the business world.
Thanks for listening and have a great day, everyone.